Welcome, everybody. This is Mary Craig Ministries and Craig House Christian Fellowship. It is Good Friday, April 7, 2023. Our message tonight is for the joy set before him. I am Dr. Mary Craig. This message will be delivered by Stephen Craig. And let's pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you for Jesus' life, death, burial, and resurrection, that he ascended into heaven, and that he sits at the right hand of the throne of God. Our desire tonight is to honor the sacrifice, the one-time offering of Jesus Christ, on behalf of all those given to him by the Father, and on behalf of all those for whom he died. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Stephen Craig.
Satan had offered Jesus the kingdom of the kingdoms of this world if only Jesus would bow down and worship him, skip the crucifixion, sidestep the suffering. Jesus responded, "Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, 'All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours.' And Jesus answered and said to him, 'Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.'" That's Luke 4:5-8. Jesus was sent by the Father on a mission to save a people, to bear witness to the truth, to glorify his Father, to bring reconciliation as the perfect mediator between God and man. Jesus would do this by means of the incarnation, the Word become flesh and dwelling among us. He came with a message, which we call the gospel of Jesus Christ. His face was set to finish his mission and glorify his Father. Hebrews 12:1-2. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, would fulfill the eternal plan of redemption, accomplishing God's hope to demonstrate through spectacle and mega power that his word does not return void. Of everything God says is going to happen, it will happen. God keeps his promises, and Jesus is the faithful Amen. For the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, and Jesus sat down at the right hand of the throne of God to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ fulfilled all righteousness. Jesus had a goal. That goal required that he live the life as set forth for him in the Word of God, a life of radical obedience even to death on the cross. Though Jesus had no personal sin, He would bear every kind of sin and offer himself as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus endured the cross. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. 8 places where the blood of Christ was shed. Place number 1. Jesus was circumcised the 8th day. He received the sign of the covenant under Mosaic law. Place number 2. Jesus shed great drops of blood like sweat in the garden. Jesus shed great drops of blood like sweat in the garden of Gethsemane. Luke 22:44. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Place number 3. Jesus shed his blood at the whipping post. He took 39 stripes upon his back. John 19:1. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Place number 4, internal bleeding. Place number 5, the crown of thorns, blood shed from the head of Jesus. John 19:2, and the soldiers platted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. Place number 6, his hands being nailed to the cross. And there's a note here. I do not find scripture speaking directly of the nailing of his hands and feet to the cross, but only that they crucified him, which by the custom of crucifixion, it was the practice to do such, and known therefore how it was done. Place number 7, his feet being nailed to the cross. And place number 8, the piercing of his side. John 19:34, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. Jesus despised the shame of the cross. When applied to us, what Jesus accomplished is the means by which a person can be loosed from their shame. Jesus bore the wrath of God. Jesus paid the penalty for sin. He died, the godly for the ungodly. He satisfied divine justice. We cannot be reminded enough. I have a note here, 5 aspects. Okay. The 5 aspects refers to the 5 aspects of the atonement. Aspect number 1, sacrifice. References. 1 Corinthians 5:7. No, 1 Chronicles. C.O. Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. Since you truly are unleavened, it would be 1 Corinthians. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Hebrews 9:23. Therefore it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. Hebrews 9:26. He then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now, once at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Hebrews 10:12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Okay. Aspect of the atonement number 2 of 5. Propitiation. Romans 3:25. Whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. Hebrews 2:17. Therefore in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. 1 John 2:2. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Aspect number 3, reconciliation. Romans 5:10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Romans 5:11. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians 5:18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Moving on to 5:19, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. On to 5:20, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. 5:21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Okay, so that was 2 Corinthians 5:17 all the way to 21. Ephesians 2:14, for he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Ephesians 2:15. Okay, so we have another string here. So Ephesians 2:15, and then it also goes 16 and 17. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. Colossians 1:19-22. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Aspect number 4 of the atonement, redemption. Matthew 20:28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. 1 Peter 1:18-19, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Revelation 5:9. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. Revelation 14:3-4. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And the fifth aspect of the atonement, cross work of destruction. 1 John 3:8, He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Matthew 12:29. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? Luke 11:21. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. And going on to Luke 11:22. But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoils. John 12:31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. John 16:11. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. 1 Corinthians 15:24-26. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. Colossians 2:13-15. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Hebrews 2:14-15. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Okay, so those are the five aspects of the atonement. Aspect 1, sacrifice. Aspect 2, propitiation. Aspect 3, reconciliation. Aspect 4, redemption. Aspect 5, cross work of destruction. Those are aspects of the atonement. Do you want the Romans? No? Okay. Okay. And now, let me see, where were we? Okay. So let me go get back into the body of the message here. So I had read, we cannot be reminded enough. Okay, and we talked about those eight. We're talking about those eight places where the blood of Christ was shed, and Jesus despised the shame of the cross. He satisfied divine justice. We cannot be reminded enough of the five aspects of the atonement and of what Jesus did. Step by step, Jesus went through the examination of the lamb, which had to be without spot or blemish. He was tempted in all points, but without sin. He was poked and prodded as men plotted one scheme after another to test him, trap him, and disqualify him. It was all in the plan, even on the cross. For the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame. And now to the destruction work of the cross. Jesus did not sidetrack the cross and misuse his power and position. He destroyed the works of darkness. Satan lost whatever governing power he had or claimed to have. Separation from the Father, forsakenness. We cannot imagine it. We are finite and God is infinite and eternal. God doesn't change. He is holy and just, as well as gracious, merciful, loving, and good. Today is Good Friday. Jesus endured the cross for the joy set before him. He glorified his Father.
Amen. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, because all of this comes out of your goodness and your love, oh God. You so love the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We give you praise. We thank you. Let us live in gratitude all the days of our life for what we are remembering tonight. We are remembering the Lord's death and what it means. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me do this. Okay. All right, so I'm going to try to get through this. It's not real long. But this is a word that I believe I received from the Lord, April 4, 2023, at my home. There are dark days ahead, but do not fear, for I am in the midst of you. Sovereign, holy, mighty in power, giving you life and hope to face the day and temper the night. Your nation, dash, evil rises in your nation. Evil does evil has touched my anointed. They have set their hearts to do what they have plotted in the night to do in the day. They target mine for destruction. Without shame, I, the man of war, also rise. My spirit fights for the life of my children. My weapons are not common, but spiritual. My voice breaks the cedars. My roar is such that anything that can be shaken will be shaken. Do not make the error of the Pharisees and people of Jesus' time or on earth. They desired a king to overthrow Roman rule and power and oppression. My kingdom is not of this world. I am already and now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. I'm turning the page. That's that crackling noise. I am the Holy One who rules and reigns supreme in the power of an endless life. Trust me now, for I am God, the faithful God. I do miracles. I care for you. Now I'm going to add in here that I had been thinking one day recently about caring about something. And the Lord reminded me that He cares for us. I care for you. Those who obey my voice will find favor. I will be with them to prevail. My peace I give unto you. My love, grace, power, and purpose. This nation will not go into darkness if my people humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Resist the devil. Cease compromising the faith. Stop being complacent, joining and abetting the corruption and truly repent of their wicked ways. Seeking God's face means we have to be like Habakkuk who stood and braced himself for what God would do and say. He braced himself. We seek his face. That means, you know, he could rebuke us, he could indict us, whatever it is. We seek his face. See what that means. You're asking him to look at you, and you while you're looking at him face to face. It's about God wants a face to face relationship. Okay, now I'm gonna go on. It's almost finished. Pray for those in leadership government at every level, businesses, churches and ministries, families and households, organizations, and those with influence. My word is spirit and truth. My word is a sword and weapon of war. My word, the scriptures, cannot be broken. I have prepared you for the time that is coming. Be of good hope. The end of that word. And now if you would stand for the benediction.
Hebrews 13:20-21. Now may the God of the peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. And now I stand in my office as an apostle of Jesus Christ to the nations, and I release that word. I release that word to the nations now in Jesus' name. And I ask you, Lord God, to release the anointing of the Holy Spirit on all of the called out ones. Lord, increase the anointing on our lives. Give us a fresh anointing and strengthen us. In Jesus' name, amen.